Blog Talk Radio.
They call me Mr. Motivator, and it's my stage name. I also perform not only motivational speaking, but I also perform stand-up comedy. And I'm looking at all of the body of the day, and I want to say to you, there are just right. You see, so many of us have a lot inside of us, but for some
welcome, everyone. You've just tuned in to the Mr. Motivated Show. I'm your host, Dwight Jeffrey, reminding you that success is yours if you dare to dream and keep thinking big. You will discover your purpose in life. Folks, you've just tuned in to another exciting broadcast. And let me say to you that are listening, put down that piece of chicken and that potato salad, because it's time for you to get some motivation and some inspiration. Also, please feel free to check out my blog. That's DwightJeffrey.blogspot.com, DwightJeffrey.blogspot.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, and that is at C the Motivator, the letter C as in cow, MRMOTIVATOR. And if you have questions, feel free to email me. You can email me at cthemotivator@yahoo.com. The letter C as in cow, THEMOTIVATOR@yahoo.com. And for those of you who would like to listen in on live broadcast, feel free to contact us at area code 323-580-5712. We will now proceed with our exciting program for today. If you've ever wanted to learn how to get yourself into a parameter where you can experience the success that successful people experience, we will explore the process of communicating the value of a product or service to customers for the purpose of selling it. There are 10 deadly marketing mistakes that must be avoided. And if you have a successful strategic marketing plan, what's going to stop you? Now, some of us probably wonder, we have a question. I hear the word marketing. What does that entail? Marketing is a mixture of strategies, marketing mixes, a plan, and also marketing management. We want to put everything together in the right perspective, because marketing is a way for individuals, or it's a way for companies to interact with consumers to create relationships that are beneficial to both parties. Marketing is the management process through which goods and services move from concept to consumer. We all must learn how to market ourselves and market our businesses. We must learn how to market our products or services. Marketing is a vital and essential key element to success. But yet, few of us understand the power behind marketing. And if you're not marketing, you're not promoting, you're not introducing people to what you have and giving them the information to understand the value of what you're offering. Marketing is a very, very important element. And we're going to explore that because if you don't understand marketing, you don't understand business. We want to bring our guest out, and our guest is not only an experienced business coach, a success coach, a life coach, but our guest has experienced and endured through hardships, and our guest has had to plow from startup businesses to moving into a successful corporation, and our guest also has experience working in marketing, advertising, promotions in corporate America, and we're doing a series this month with things that are going to be vital to your business growth and to whatever it is that you're trying to do. Even if you're trying to get a job, there are some things that you can learn. We are going to welcome our guest who's here with us again today, the talented, the lovely, the one and only, the successful, the beautiful, the witty, the loaded lady, Miss Lois Bullock.
Well, thank you so very much, Mr. Motivator. I want to make sure that my voice sounds just perfect this morning.
Okay. Are you a little under the weather?
Well, just a little bit of sinus, you know, problems, but we're more than conquerors, so we're going to overcome that. And I'm just very, very happy that you trust me enough to be on your show, because I know people tune into your show because they're looking for self-help in certain areas of their life. So I'm just happy you invited me on here today to talk about the 10 deadly marketing strategies.
Yeah.
Because we're in a time now when the economy is upside down. It's really shot.
Mm-hmm.
People are looking for ways to make money, and doors have been open for people to go into business for themselves. So if you go into a business for yourself, you automatically want it to be a successful business. It has to be very, very successful in order for it to, you know, mean something. So, you know, I'm thankful that I'm here this morning to be able to do the show with you in here talking about winning the race with strategic marketing.
Yes, that's our title for today. So if you've just tuned in to the broadcast, our show today is winning the race with strategic marketing. Again, winning the race with strategic marketing. So get out your pens and paper. We're going to go through some things that can help you, help your company, or help you increase your career to become more successful. Okay, let's start with clarifying marketing. Let's give people a little bit of better scope of how marketing has to do with communications, value, and the word product.
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, we have to realize it may be in the heart of everyone or a lot of people to own their own business.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that you have to understand, first of all, do you have the capital to start your own business?
Okay.
Because back in the day, way, way back in the day, people weren't so much concerned with money in the very beginning, because you have to understand that if you're going to start a business,
mm-hmm.
you may not be profitable in that first year.
Yes.
So are you going to go this alone? Are you going to have people that's going to partner up with you? And if you're going to have people that partner up with you, they're going to have to be in it for the long haul. You're going to have to be in it until that business starts to become profitable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's hard to find nowadays when there's no money floating around. You don't find people who want to give their energy and your time to something that they don't see a ready dollar for. And I think that's unfortunate. I think it's so very unfortunate because with any business, you don't know how it's going to do. You're just by faith going into business and you're working it to the best of your ability. But people need to understand being in something for the long haul until you find your niche,
mm-hmm.
where your profits start to come in. But if you stay in it and you do the things, if you avoid the 10 deadly mistakes you're talking about and work your business like it's supposed to, you will eventually see profits start to come in.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Now, I've received emails and some concerns about startup capital. Some people mentioned the fact that they've tried some of the angel networks or sites where they can get money, but they've not had success in inquiring or getting the capital,
mm-hmm.
Even though there are a lot of angel networks and things out there for businesses. So for a person who has tried some things and they haven't been successful with getting the capital and they've gone to banks and been turned down, what would you suggest for those individuals? Should they look for a business that requires them very small capital to get started, or what are some things you
Well, I wouldn't say change your business concept,
mm-hmm.
just because you don't have the capital.
Okay.
I would suggest you make sure that the business you, because it wouldn't be any sense in changing your business if that's not going to be something you have passion for.
Okay.
I think that a business, I firmly believe that if I'm going to go into business, I have to be passionate about that business in order to hang in there with it.
Okay.
So if I said, oh, I don't have $20,000 to go into this business, so I'm going to change and do something else. I think that's a person that's really not sound, because just because you don't have the $20,000, whatever it takes to open a business, there are ways you can open your business. Maybe open it on a smaller scale,
mm-hmm.
and allow it to grow into a big thing.
Okay.
Because there are several companies who started very small, but now they're mega companies.
Yes.
So you don't so much worry about, I don't have the capital, just restructure your plan to encompass what you do have and work it from there, build. I think the most rewarding thing in the whole wide world is to take a small thing and watch it grow. You know, you can take, just drop a seed in the ground. That's a little seed you put in the ground, but you keep nurturing and working, and after a while you're going to have a plant, you're going to have a tree, you're going to have whatever it is that you're looking for. So that's the same way I believe in business. You might start small, and once you start small, you can make it grow into whatever you put your time and effort in,
okay.
making something grow.
Awesome. Well, I like what you said. That's a definitely a great way to focus on your business, nurture that business. And I know one of the things that most people forget about is that in your business plan, it should have all of your ideas, your strategies. Your business plan should include that period where you're starting it, and as the ideas for growth and how to acquire every idea that you get. Do you think it should be put in that business plan?
I certainly do. When you're doing a business plan, you need to make sure that plan includes what it is you're trying to accomplish.
Okay.
Then you have to do projections. You have to do yearly projections. Mm-hmm. I project that next year this is the level I want to be, and the next year I want to be at this level. And by having those projections in your business plan, then you know how hard you're going to have to work.
Okay.
You're going to have to put that work in to meet those projections.
Awesome.
And it's just awesome. And nothing is, like I said earlier, nothing is more rewarding than for you to see something that you've given birth to grow.
Yeah.
A business that's growing that you've given birth to. Start out small, but each year it gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
Awesome. Now I'm glad you covered that and shared that information about the importance of a business plan. And we have a lot of people out here that have business plans. They have great business plans, and some of them are putting those projections in there. They're staying with those business plans.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to talk about another plan that most people do not really have or do not focus in. They only had a tidbit, and this is one of the this goes along with the business plan, because if you got a business plan and you don't have this,
mm-hmm.
you're not going anywhere.
Right.
So the next one that we want to cover is a marketing plan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Lois, you mentioned before the start of the broadcast that your marketing plan was the key to you experiencing that level of success that,
mm-hmm.
that you dreamed of. So tell me, why is it important to have a marketing plan? Why is it so many business people are missing it? Because they don't have a marketing plan.
Well, businesses are missing it in two areas, I believe, in reference to their marketing plan.
Yes.
First of all, just because you have the idea and just because you have your business plan in place, it doesn't mean you're qualified to do your marketing plan.
Mm-hmm.
People sometimes make a mistake of trying to do everything. If you don't have the experience or the knowledge to do a marketing plan, you need to seek help from professionals.
Okay.
In order to do that.
Yes.
And so that's one area that we make a mistake in. We try to, okay, this is what I want to do. Now this is my marketing plan.
Yes.
And we fail to, if you don't have the knowledge to do a marketing plan, then you don't work it like it should be. Because a marketing plan means I've got to find my market. I've got to find my clients. I've got to know who's interested, what age group, all of these things that's interested in what I'm doing.
Okay.
And who am I going to hit with this, you know, with my product?
Okay.
So we've got to know all of that. That's part of your marketing strategy, is knowing the different areas that my product is going to serve.
Okay.
And if you don't know those areas, then your marketing plan is not going to be really good.
Wow.
And a lot of times marketing companies will do, I believe, a feasibility study.
Yes.
To know what area am I going to introduce, my product to, which age group, which area, yeah, who am I targeting? And so if I target this area, are these the people that's going to actually pay for my product?
Wow.
Because they want it.
Awesome.
So it's just a lot you've got to be able to do to nurture what you're trying to do.
Oh, that is awesome. Now, you've been on the broadcast of You've been on our broadcast several times now, but some people who may need a little help or some ideas with understanding how to structure your marketing plan, can they contact you can they email you if you have some parents?
Sure, they can email me.
Mm-hmm.
They can do it at Let's Talk Truth,
mm-hmm.
333
mm-hmm.
at yahoo.com.
Okay.
And I firmly believe that the best way to teach
mm-hmm.
is through experience.
Yes.
I can put anything on paper.
Okay.
but how productive is it?
I hear you.
So this is why I say, yes, there are a lot of people who can intellectually write something down on paper,
mm-hmm.
but have there been proven actions? You know, will it work?
I got you.
See, there's no sense in me saying I can draw
mm-hmm.
an airplane, but can I make one fly? I mean, can I fly one? See, you have to not just be able to put it on paper. You've got to show me that it has been done. And a lot of, so that experience is what's going to speak for everybody. You have to have experience.
Yes, ma'am.
If you've never raised a child, you can't tell me how to raise mine.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a husband, you can't tell me how to treat mine. You know what I'm saying?
I'm with you.
So you understand we're bringing all of this into the forefront.
You have to see something. It's like, I can tell you how to drive a car, explain to you all of everything that's inside the automobile and
mm-hmm.
the gear shift, but until you get behind
the wheel actually,
and actually drive that car and hit the first curve,
yes,
hit those brakes, you are not going to understand until you get that practical
experience. Exactly. So because in businesses there are. Places uncharted territory that you're going to step into. And how do I know that where I'm going to do this next thing, how do I know it's feasible? How do I know it will work? Has it ever been done before?
Okay.
So these are the things we have to take into consideration when we're doing our marketing strategy, when we're choosing people to help with our marketing strategy. Everybody can say they're professional. But how many are proven to be professional?
I heard you. Now, I heard you mention the word targeting. And so marketing helps us to target our base,
mm-hmm.
our audience, or the people that are interested.
Exactly.
Now, let's talk about the 10 deadly things that we should avoid in marketing,
mm-hmm.
because if we aren't aware and we run into these pitfalls,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be impossible for us to have a successful strategic a marketing plan.
Right.
Okay, so could you give us the information about the deadly things to avoid and help us understand how this can aid us in being successful with our marketing
right.
campaign.
I'm going to just briefly run through about approximately 10 things to avoid.
Okay.
Then I'm going to just briefly take each one of those areas and show the opposite of how we should undertake those different areas.
Okay.
The first thing is one of the things, waiting to see what happens when
mm-hmm.
you, this has a lot to do with authors who write.
Okay.
And they always wait to see what happens before they begin to work on their product. If I'm writing a book and
okay.
this is my first time for writing a book, I'm not going to, I shouldn't stand there and wait to see what my book is going to do. I should instead be out there working
uh-huh.
to see what I can do to promote myself,
oh.
to do everything,
wow.
To make it more effective.
Okay.
The second thing,
mm-hmm.
feeling like you have to do everything. I think we mentioned that a minute ago.
Yeah.
We're all not in the position to do everything it takes to make our product successful.
Okay.
We need to learn how to spend time wisely doing what we need to do.
I got you. So make sure we focus on what we know
yes,
what
not,
to do.
Not being distracted.
And if we need to get a professional or someone who knows another area that
mm-hmm.
we're short in.
Yes. Not putting out enough content. You know,
mm-hmm.
if we get to we're creating content. And that can be a full-time job if you're trying to create something.
Mm-hmm.
Content, your clients or your customers should be able to look at what your product or read an excerpt and know if it pulls their interest or not. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You shouldn't have to read a whole book to know if you're going to like it or not.
You're right.
For it to pique your interest.
Gotcha.
Because I promise you, if I look at a cover, if I walk into and I look at a cover and a title on a book, and it doesn't catch my attention,
mm-hmm.
or it doesn't just raise out and flag me down,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to pass it up.
Okay.
You've got to have something that's going to absolutely pique the interest or make somebody say, hey, I want to see what that's all about.
Is this a good illustration of the way this somebody designed this flyer?
Well, it does. Yeah, it's a good illustration. It's telling people that they want, yeah, it's telling people that it says great gospel musical,
mm-hmm.
music. If you want to, if that piques your interest, if that's what you're interested in at that particular time,
mm-hmm.
hey, let me see what this is all about.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, attention getter.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
It has to be an attention getter. And feeling that certain rules
mm-hmm.
don't apply.
Yes.
If authors have known, have
that's the fourth thing?
Yes, have okay. established all of this time that it takes this, this, and this to have a successful book. Why would you think it didn't apply to you?
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
You're saying that you're an exception.
Uh-huh.
You're an exception to the rule.
Yes.
Well, if your topic, you know, you've got a hot topic, but you don't feel like you've got to push that hot topic, it doesn't matter what your book says. You've got to market that book the right way.
Okay.
So, you know, if everybody else is doing it and you feel like, oh, I really don't have the time to put that attention in on it, then it's not going to be successful.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you're here to share some of these things with us, because I'm getting some visuals right now on how I can help my books to be a little bit more effective
mm-hmm.
just by some of these tips you're giving us. Go right ahead.
And if you're an author, right? And
yes, ma'am.
You want your book to be successful.
Yes.
So you can't just concentrate on yours. You need to know what's happening in the publishing market.
Okay.
You need to stay aware of the publishing market every day. You need to study it. You need to get
uh-huh.
out there. You just can't, well, I got one book out there. Yeah, but let me see what the market is doing right
okay.
now
yeah.
so that I might gear mine into that particular market
yeah.
so that it will help my sales more.
Okay.
You know, you
yeah.
have to always look for an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just put something out there and just let it lie dormant. You got to get up and make it move. When it's not moving, okay, what's happening in the publishing market now?
Okay.
What are people looking for?
Yes.
And that's what you need to start doing, thinking about your product as well.
Awesome.
That was number five, staying on top of the industry.
Okay, I got a quick question.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know you've been doing a lot of research and you've been studying a lot of things for your magazine. And so are you saying that's one of the things that you had to do before getting ready to launch your magazine? You had
exactly.
to
exactly. All of this applies to any literary documents or anything you expect people to read or to know about. That's everything you need to do. So the sixth one is lack of engagement. If you are just like I heard you at the beginning of your show,
mm-hmm.
and you were giving out information where people could contact you,
yes,
or on Twitter or email,
yes.
or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Now, when they contact you, do you respond to them?
That is my goal.
You know, you have to be responsible for contacting these people or staying on top of things, because if you don't, I'm going to think you're not interested in what I'm doing.
Okay.
And I'm going to immediately forget about you and your product, because if you put something out there and say, anybody can call me and let's see what we're doing, I promise you, if you don't respond when I write you, I'm not going to be interested in what you're doing. And, a lot of people make the seventh mistake. You're waiting for your book to launch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're just lying dormant. But you have to not just put the book out.
Oh, so you're not doing anything. You just
yeah, there you've got websites to do. You've got to put it out there on the computer, on the internet.
Oh.
That's one of the that's a vehicle that absolutely advertises for you.
Okay.
So don't wait until the book is done to launch your website. Put your website out there. Let people know this is coming.
Okay.
You know.
Awesome.
Okay.
Which one number are you on?
This is number 8.
Okay.
Being
in a rush.
You just rushing to do everything.
So that's not good to be in a rush.
No, because you have to make sure that when you're doing a book, this is written dialogue.
Okay.
You've got to make sure that it's written to a point where it's going to not just capture attention, but people can understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever read something and didn't make sense? And now let me go back and read that again.
Yes, I have.
Well, see, somebody didn't take their time when they were doing that.
Oh.
And it just didn't do what it's supposed to.
You know, now I find myself doing that even when I'm tweeting. When I take my time and don't rush, there's very few mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm learning that if I'm going to be successful with getting my tweets put out,
mm-hmm.
I must carefully check my work and make sure that the sentence makes sense
mm-hmm.
for the people who may want to read that tweet.
Of course. You can be so excited about your work, your book.
Yes.
But you can't get so excited. You don't read before you pass out your material.
Okay.
You know, somebody may, I understand you have a book that's coming out. I'd like to buy 5 copies. Well, you're excited, right?
Yes.
But don't just send 5 copies out without having it edited and everything done properly.
Okay.
Because that may be the only 5 copies you ever sell. If there's something wrong with it.
Yes.
So you need to make sure that you do what you, have everything in there that's just proper. Number 9, it says, ask for what you want. What do you want out of your, what do you want people to feel when they read your book? What do you want people to
mm-hmm.
get from that particular product?
Wow, that's great. Now, I don't want to, I know you're a very humble, gracious person, and I don't want to put a lot of out there that I know you wouldn't want me to share,
mm-hmm.
but speaking of books, you were the first person to purchase my book, and not only did you purchase a book for myself, You bought 500 copies of my book, Success is an Attitude. Now, I know I'm not trying to be partial, but
mm-hmm.
tell me, what could you say to the listeners? What did you like about my book, and why do you think the people that are listening to the broadcast today, what would they get from my book, Success is an Attitude? If they got a copy, what do you think it would help them with?
First of all, the title is dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
Success is an attitude.
Yes.
Because a lot of us feel that if I have the knowledge,
yes,
if I've been to school, and that should be enough, or if I have money, that should be enough.
Mm-hmm.
But in your book, you were saying that it doesn't matter what you've been through, where you come from, where you're headed. To be successful,
mm-hmm.
you have to think successfully.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have proper thoughts, good thoughts, positive thoughts. You have to, it's a whole bunch of things that's encompassed in that. even though on my show I talk about truth a lot, so I always have to put God in it.
Yes.
And except we are grounded, you know, and you may not say it in these words, but except you are grounded and have the right attitude toward what you're trying to accomplish, you won't be successful.
Wow.
It doesn't matter how much money you have, but who am I inside? You know, and it makes a person focus on, I don't care what it is around me. If I have what I have on the inside of me, I can bring it out and be successful.
Wow.
And I think that's what everyone needs to understand, that your success comes from within you. And it doesn't matter what has gone on around you. Doesn't matter what other people think of you. It just matters what you think of yourself.
Wow.
And that's really life-changing.
Well, thank you for that beautiful comment, Lois. You know, you're an inspiration to me. And you've always had an attitude of success the first time I met you. And, I, you know, you're very supportive of your friends. And, you know, I love you and I appreciate your support, you know, that, you know, for me and my friends. And for those of you who would like to purchase a copy of my book, Success is an Attitude, you can go to my blog, which is dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. That's dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. In the upper right-hand corner of the website, you can click on beneath where it says, it shows a picture of the book, and you click on right beneath that, and it will take you to the page where you can order copies. Also, you can get it in an e-book form if that's what you're more comfortable with. But thank you for putting it out there, because we definitely have to have a mindset, and we have to have the right attitude in anything we're going to undertake. But go ahead, Lois. I know you have some more to share there.
It's the last one that I wanted to share, and this for anyone who publishes a book or article, anything you're trying to sell to the public.
Yes.
You can't be successful at it if you're trying to make a fast money.
Okay.
You've got to be willing to be in it for the long haul.
Okay.
Success doesn't always happen overnight. And you can write a book, but it takes all of that coming together for it to sell or for it to grasp an audience. Sometimes it might take word of mouth.
Yes.
Hey, I read this book the other day. You know, I promise you, if you read it, it will help you so much. It will help your attitude. You have a bad attitude about this, and so you're not going to ever be successful. So I'm going to recommend you read this book, Success is an Attitude.
Okay.
You know, so it may take 6 months of that or a year of that before you start to see profits come in on your book.
Okay.
But you can't just, oh, no, I want it today. So if it's not going to work today, I'm going to take it off the market. Yeah, and you see a lot of people who have that attitude.
Yeah.
That, you know, I want to make this money and I want to make it right now.
I got this. So if they don't see something in 3 or 4 hours, they just want to shut everything down.
Right.
That's not the way to do it, huh?
Right. For anything to in business.
Yes.
And we're not just talking about authors of books. We're talking about anyone that's in business. Right at this moment, business is more competitive than ever.
Yes, it is.
People are, my product, I'm going to make my product shine brighter than your product, and you're going to make your product shine brighter than my product. We're going to compete for customers. We're going to compete for clients. And now with the economy being the way it is, that competition is greater than it's ever been.
You're right. I've even noticed that in my neighborhood. They're right by next to our house, right down the street from us, one McDonald's is remodeling. But before that McDonald's started remodeling, Wendy's decided mm-hmm. to remodel. And there are several franchises. All of them are doing remodeling. They're making it look beautiful in there. They've added plasmas.
Yes.
And extended the play center where the children
mm-hmm.
play it. And so I guess you could say they're competing with each other and trying to aggressively
right.
get that business.
People are realizing now that they're in business. It just doesn't matter now about the quality of your product and you're selling it at a fair price.
Yes.
You have to know how to effectively market your product.
Wow.
That's the key. Marketing is the key.
Okay.
So marketing, this is the strategy that those businesses are using. They're bringing on different things to entice customers to come in. And this is what we're all going to have to do, whether we're authors, whether we're a fast food chain, whatever it is we have to do, we have to have effective marketing.
Wow.
And that's the key. And you're saying it here that to be successful in your show, you're talking about strategic marketing.
Yes.
And that's strategic marketing right there. Where you have to get in a position to make sure I have the proper marketing.
Yes, and capture that attention.
Mm-hmm.
I also noticed that my barber, when I went to get a haircut last week, he's added new plasmas and he's bought new people in to cover different aspects in the barbershop. And the people are just, it's expanding. There was hardly room to sit because they love being in his barbershop because, hey, he's got those plasmas.
Mm-hmm.
They're in on sports 24/7. They get to hear everything that's going on about LeBron James and everyone else. And while they're watching the plasma TV, he's got a little music there. And
that's
he
right.
has a machines to get food, drinks.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people making the mistake that they're focusing on the business.
Mm-hmm.
But the proper marketing strategy is you've got to focus on your customer base.
Okay.
You know, you sell a swell burger, but your interest, your focus should be on your clients, on
yes.
your customers.
Yes.
And that's where some businesses fail. You don't mean nothing but your customers, your clients, your patrons. You have to. They should always come first.
Wow.
That's the number one thing, making sure your customers come first. I'm offering something that they're absolutely going to need.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't test market our products.
Okay.
You know, you just have to make sure you go out and test your, you know, your marketing is going to absolutely make you test your customer base.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do I do well with teenagers? Does my product do well with age groups 25 to whatever? Is my product going to do well in the hood? Is my product
yeah.
going to do well? So these are the things. This is marketing strategy.
Yeah.
You've got to know what your base is, and you have to make sure that you're testing those bases to see where your product is going to do well. And so then that way, that's success. You have to, and that's going to take into your marketing place, your targeting areas, and what those areas actually need.
Okay.
You have to work on those things.
Uh-huh.
You have to know.
Okay.
If you're going to have a successful business.
Wow. So you can't play and just guess at anything.
No, because I promise you, it's not going to work.
Okay.
It's not going to work. Your book hits all areas. I was looking at, there are teenagers
yeah.
or that's never, you know, you can't hardly get teenagers to read.
That's true. That's been a challenge of motivating to read.
Yes, for them to read. But it depends on what's going on in that teenager at the time.
Okay.
You can present the way you market your product, you can present it because it has been presented to some teenagers who needed that inspiration at that moment, who took that book and changed their grades around, you know, and you've seen that successful. It also hits, your book is good for just about everybody.
Oh, thank you.
All age groups.
Wow.
Because you find old people who have bad attitudes about certain things, who feel like things are never going to get better.
Yeah.
I witnessed to a young man in his 20s yesterday who said that hell was probably better than it is right now. Well, that's a person who has an attitude and is not successful.
Okay. Right?
And so I had a chance, and when I can, send him a copy of your book.
Oh, okay.
And let him read it, because a lot of times I want people to go to the Bible.
Yes.
But a lot of people don't understand the Bible, especially young people.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand that is a key and a root. But your book offers a soundness that once they receive that,
mm-hmm.
then they can receive the Bible.
Wow, thank you.
So I was going to talk to you about that and get a couple of copies to send out there to them.
If a person wakes up in the morning cursing and they're just angry at the world, what type of attitude would you say that is?
A very bad one.
Mm-hmm.
A very bad attitude. So we have, and I'm going to tell you another thing that businesses fail in.
Okay.
I used to wonder when I was younger,
mm-hmm.
when I went shopping,
yeah.
why do they always ask me my zip code or my phone number?
Mm-hmm.
But they're establishing a customer base.
Okay.
And if you don't have a customer base, how will you have repeat customers?
You're right.
So,
yeah.
you know, to get your client's name, phone number, put it in a base, address, put it in a particular base, then when you have sales, send them out something. Let them know that, hey, you visiting my business or you bought something from my business, I appreciate it very much. So, listen, I'm having a sale next week. Why don't you stop by? You know, and that's helpful because you're letting your customers know that they are important. I remember you. You came in last year, but I'm still sending you something this year because I still have your address and thing in my customer base.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just, it's awesome to have make sure you have a mailing list.
Okay.
It just, you know, we want to put it a certain way, but it just boils down to having a mailing list. And then another thing that keeps customers enthused with your product,
mm-hmm.
you sell them what you promise.
Okay.
You sell them what you promise.
Yeah.
Don't promise them something else and then try to sneak something else in on them.
Okay.
Because people don't appreciate.
Okay.
They don't appreciate
yeah.
that
like
at
money.
All.
Okay.
Yeah. And two, another thing, if you're going to be in business, convenience.
Mm.
How convenient is it to get your product? I'm going to tell you now what irritates me more than anything. I can call into a company,
yes.
and those automatic answering machines just get me.
Yes.
All I want to do is talk to somebody about A and B. But you've got to go through, if you want to do this, click one. If you want to do this, click two. I didn't get your response. Okay, this is what I want. Okay, now let me ask you another question. You're doing all of this before I can get my response. That turns people off.
I understand. Do you feel that some people are lazy and really don't want to be bothered, so they come up with a process of, click one if you want to. If you have questions, click two. If you have ordering problems,
mm-hmm.
click four if you want to talk to the an operator, and then click five if you need to hear all of the above repeated.
Yeah.
Now, so do you feel that some companies are pushing the customers away because
not very well marketing?
Okay.
Their marketing strategy is horrible.
Yes.
And they're going to lose customers
I agree.
And you get to a point where you have to be persistent.
Mm-hmm.
You have to, first of all, believe in what you're selling.
Yes.
You have to believe in your business. If you don't believe in it, you're going to give up on it.
Okay.
But if you really believe in your business and it's not moving like you thought it should,
yes,
you've got to hang in there and keep hitting those markets. If you know that what you're doing serves a particular market,
yes,
and it hasn't served that market just, you know, in a week, 6 months, you know, keep doing it over, you know, years, over a year or whatever. Just keep hitting that market. Keep going back. You know what that's called? Persistence.
Okay.
You have to be persistent in what you're doing. Because if you give up easily, you're going to lose out for sure.
Yeah, you're right.
But you have to be willing to stick in there.
Yes.
Be persistent in what you're doing and see if you believe in it.
Yes. Behind the pavement.
Mm-hmm. And so, and like we said earlier, you have to make sure you have a good marketing plan. Get somebody to work at that end for you, because if you don't, I promise you, it's not going to work.
I agree.
Yeah, because you're not going to succeed until you have a good plan in writing. Success is coming.
I agree, and I'd like to make a suggestion here. For some of you that may not know of someone that you can go to help you with your marketing plan, Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com, you can go to those websites, and they have tons of books and authors with marketing plans, and I would suggest a person go there if they don't know where to start it.
Right, and because it's going to take, if you're going to do your own business, sometimes it's not good unless you're very, very knowledgeable.
Yeah.
It's not good for you to try to do your own advertisement, your own brochures, your own flyers, and other marketing communication if you don't know how to do it.
And some people get caught up in doing everything.
Yes.
I did it myself. Look what I came up with, this idea on my computer. And they don't realize, hey, did you look at the other cards out there to see what the other professionals are doing?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, go right ahead.
We have to know that what we're doing, why are we trying to do all of that?
Yeah.
We want to shine. We want to be self-centered, focused.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, though, I've done it, though, in the past, but I did it. I didn't have money to pay somebody.
And I know you mentioned before you have a licensed hairstylist.
Mm-hmm.
And for years, I've known you. You've worked with makeup artists, and you know how to make the young ladies look just stunning. And it's a tribute to yourself and how you dress. And when you had your businesses set up to help people in the hair, was marketing a big key to your success?
Marketing was a very big key, and there was a difference in my strategy and what people are looking for today.
Okay.
Because I believe in hair.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in your own hair.
Yes.
So I had a problem. I don't mind doing weave. I do weave all the time, but I think a person should keep their own hair healthy.
Yes.
And that doesn't seem to be a focus.
Uh-huh.
Now, people don't try to keep their own hair healthy.
Oh, I see.
And because, you know what, I can always put weave in it. I can always do extensions. Why do I need to have healthy hair? Well, sometimes laying in the bed at night, I just want to not have weave, not have anything. I want my own hair.
Yes.
And so it just seems like now people don't focus on keeping their own hair healthy.
Mm-hmm.
They have products out there that say they do,
mm-hmm.
but the way the beauty shops do it, and, you know, it just doesn't seem like they focus on making somebody's hair healthy.
Okay.
So one thing, and this is the last bit of information I'm going to offer.
Okay.
you have to determine what's so unique about your product.
Mm-hmm.
That's the number one thing. What makes you unique? What makes your product different from somebody else?
Uh-huh.
See, that's the point you have to sell.
Okay.
That's why good marketing is going to come into effect.
Mm-hmm.
So are people satisfied with my product?
Mm-hmm.
Do I offer satisfaction for it?
So that's the section that you was focusing on about value.
Yeah.
They got to have that equation.
That's the number one thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the number one thing. And if you get that, if you can get that into your business and get into your operation, you should be successful.
Okay.
In fact, it's the marketing mistakes are very real.
Mm-hmm.
Those 10 things that we talked about, they're real.
Yes.
And it causes people to lose hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Wow.
But now that you can understand it, you can't, if you, you know, do what you're supposed to do, you can't do nothing but see your revenue go higher and higher and
mm-hmm.
higher and higher.
Okay.
After a while, you know, success is yours. Success is always there for you.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to make sure you avoid your marketing mistakes
mm-hmm.
and build on what's positive. You have to build on what's positive. And you have to give it time to work.
Okay.
Give it time to work. If you know it's workable, stay in there until it works.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, you presented us with some great information. And are you going to put some of your information on marketing business? Will you be putting it out for your viewers when they check out your show? Will they be able to get a hold of you?
Yes, they will. In fact, I'm writing a book right now.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yes.
Oh.
And it's called the 10-10 Process.
The 10-10 Process.
Yes, it's called the 10-10 Process. And I was just hit with this brainstorm. It's a newly being developed book on this week.
Uh-huh.
And that's what it's called. It's called the 10-10 Process, and it's geared for young people.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let debt overtake you. And it's a young person's guide to freedom.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, I can't wait.
I'm in the process of doing that.
Okay, well, when your book is completed, we would love for you to come back and be with us and talk about the book.
I most definitely will.
And I want to thank you for helping us because, you know, it's been heavy on my heart because I meet, when I'm doing comedy, I'm speaking, I meet people who are coming up to me, hey, Mr. Motivator, I want to do stand-up comedy. Hey, Mr. Motivator, I got a business. And I feel my heart goes out to those people who want to get things going, but they have no help. They are just that's why I've asked you to come in and do a series of teaching to help some of these people who come up to me and want to get some help.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it looks like we're out of time, but I want to thank everyone who tuned into our show today entitled Winning the Race with Strategic Marketing. We do our best to enlighten all of our followers, and we want every show to be a better show than the previous show.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would like to leave with everyone who's with us today is don't give up. Work on that marketing plan and make it a strategic plan so that you can win your race easily. Folks, success is yours. If you dare to dream and keep thinking big, you will discover your purpose in life. We want to thank you today for being with us, and we hope that you've enjoyed the show. Feel free to email us or go to my blog and check out my books and performances. We look forward to being with you next week on another exciting show. And remember, Mr. Motivator is challenging you to be the best that you can be so that you can fulfill your purpose in this life and enjoy it to the fullest. Check out our show, folks. Have a great week, and we look forward to seeing you again next week. We love you. Have a great day.